This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about beer. Specifically, laws regarding the regulation of beer. And more specifically, some of the states that have recently either changed their laws to open it up a little bit. The article from Draft Magazine specifically in regards to Mississippi says baby steps. And that's exactly what some of this is. It's baby steps, but
I think all of them are. You know, they're taking an area of our economy that has always been really heavily regulated and regulated through fear, because almost every right. one of these comes down to, well, you know, teenagers are going to get a hold of beer and you know how teenagers are, and
there's a country that actually neighbors the United States to where I believe the legal drinking age is you must be able to say cerveza.
Interesting.
Mexico.
Huh. Well, yeah. We're trying to keep them out anyway.
Right, but I'm just pointing out that, you know, there are some countries in the world that they don't right. restrict as tightly as we do who is allowed to drink alcohol. And I have never found the logic in, at 18, you're able to sign up for the military and go overseas and be shot at,
yeah.
but you're not allowed to purchase alcohol. You're allowed to vote.
This is the problem.
But you're not allowed to purchase alcohol.
Parents need to teach your own kids, you know, if they're going to drink, how to be responsible when
right.
you drink. Stop, you know, passing your responsibility as a parent onto government. Like, these laws aren't going to stop your kids from drinking. Right. So don't not have that conversation with your child about, you know, if someone offers you alcohol, what you should do in a situation. If you decide not to listen to my parental advice and drink,
right.
please at least call me if something goes wrong.
Right.
Like, don't close off those lines of communication with your kids. And I don't know, this just sparked
yeah.
a little.
And I want to correct something. Apparently, the drinking age in Mexico is 18. I had always been told that there wasn't one.
Well, I appreciate your humility.
Yeah, and I expect there's some. I mean, another myth that's always been told, and I can't confirm or deny it, but in Germany, it was. I've always heard it was, you know, if you're old enough to mm-hmm. reach over the bar, then you were okay. But some countries have much looser societal
Germany,
feelings.
16. 13 if accompanied by a custodian for beer and wine, 18 for spirits and elements containing spirits above negligible amount.
And another thing that I've heard is that cultures that were more accepting of alcohol when it's more a part of their life
right.
tend to have lower rates of alcoholism
Italy.
And abuse. Italy, Germany,
Italy.
Things like that.
No drinking age.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, there you go. So again,
Luxembourg.
And people think these laws and stuff actually work. And, you know, I think that is a huge reason that, like, I don't know the term for it, but how, like, so many parents out there think because of these drug laws that our kids aren't going to do drugs. And this is the reason that a number of my friends, you know, have passed away from drug use, you know, because I think, too, a lot of it has to do with the family not having talked with your children and said, you know, like, this is out there. And this, like, if it happens, and if you do decide to try alcohol or drugs or anything, like,
right.
come tell me about it. But that conversation doesn't take place in most
And that's families. Why, growing up, I never really drank or did drugs, because my dad said, if you want to drink or do drugs, let me know. I'll get it for you. And I was
yeah.
like, well...
that kind of really? Takes the fun out of it.
No.
I get where you're going with that. And my mom at one point came up with this idea, which was, I know you're going to go out. I know you're going to drink. So if you need a ride home, just don't drive the car. I'll come get you. And I will promise you this. You'll not get grounded. You'll not get in trouble. And I thought that was a pretty cool approach to it.
Yeah,
how many times did you
take her up on it? Never
did
once.
Did you go to a payphone and collect call for, hey, Mom, come pick me up?
Yeah, it was never that.
No, my mom was almost the exact same way in terms of, like, when I was old enough to, or well, when I was old enough to do what I want.
Right. When you knew better than your parents?
I think it was when I was, like, 16, or it was either 16 and a half or 17, but I went out and I got, like, completely hammered, and I had my mom's, well, one of my mother's vehicles at the time, and, yeah, I called her, and she came and picked me up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. She was not happy.
Right.
You know, but...
To be expected.
She was not happy that she had to come at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, but she was really happy the next day that I didn't drive.
Right.
And she did give me that positive reinforcement.
It's better than getting a call from the hospital going, we got your daughter in here. And
I remember literally coming up to a stoplight and, like, opening the passenger door to get sick. It was that bad.
It's always a proud moment.
It was that jungle juice.
Yeah. So let's get back into the article and actually recap, because we covered most of this in hour two from Draft Magazine. Georgia recently passed, and this has gone to the governor for a signature, passed a bill that would allow beer and liquor manufacturers to sell directly to consumers. And more on, you know, expanding your ability to purchase alcohol in a bit. Mississippi wound up allowing on-site sales, and then they put a cap at it at either 1,500 barrels or 10% of the total amount of beer produced at the brewery, whichever is less. Minnesota got rid of their blue law regarding the purchase of alcohol. At least, that's been on the books for 159 years. Maryland, I don't remember if we covered this or not.
Yeah, we did, but they're going to bump the limit up to 5,000 barrels allowed per year to be sold directly from breweries. So these are all, and
currently they're only allowed to sell 500, so they're, you know, increasing it tenfold.
Yeah.
So what's the, like, what is their justification for putting a limit on it?
Well, I think it's interesting because in any other group of people, or pretty much on any other radio show, I suspect, people will be sitting going, hey, this is great. These are all great moves. They're giving people more freedom. They're able to do a little bit more than they could before.
Unfortunately, well, to answer your question about what's the argument... Go ahead, Kurt.
No, I mean, my point is that we take a very libertarian stance.
Correct.
And the libertarian stance on this is get government out of this completely. Quit regulating something that has been sold for millennia.
Right.
And trying to apply your moral or trying to protect businesses that contribute heavily to your campaigns.
Right. So to answer the question about why are there limits, I can't say specifically for Maryland, but I do know a little bit about the beer laws in New Hampshire because I've been to several of the committee hearings on various things to relax some of the regulations. And there are certain thresholds of, at least in New Hampshire, once a brewer produces a certain amount of a product, they have to make that available to a distributor, and they're no longer allowed to sell directly, so the limit could be tied to that in Maryland. I don't know, but it's something to where, you know, all of the regulations should be wiped out.
So these regulations on, like, the barrels for the brewers, does that include, like, barrels that they sell to distributors?
No, this is just direct to the public.
Okay,
yeah.
From there. Okay,
yeah.
So they can distribute as much as they want to distributors?
It depends on the license that they have.
There, right.
It depends on the license that they have.
Sure.
So if you're a microbrew, or what they call in New Hampshire a nanobrew, because they wanted to come up with a different name so that they could say New Hampshire is the only state with a nanobrewer. It's just a different word for microbrew.
Right.
There are limits on how much you can sell. There's another license that increases how much you can produce. And then once you cross a certain threshold, you have to sell to distributors. And then there's the mega
things to where all of it has to go to distributors. So there's a lot of different tiers.
Right.
And it depends on which license. We'll finish this story, plus get into the Amazon Prime delivering beer to your house. Maybe. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking beer. The we being Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And we'll finally finish this article from Draft Magazine But first, want to make sure that I tell you about Bitcoin.com. Why? Well, Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Want to buy Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? The forum at Bitcoin.com is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
So, yeah, we've been talking about this this article from Draft Magazine where a lot of states have loosened up a number of their beer laws or alcohol laws. And I'm not going to recap them all again because I think we've recapped this 5 or 10 times. But
Georgia, Mississippi, Minnesota, and Maryland are the states that we've covered.
Right.
And there's one more state in the article, and it's one that, you know, kind of surprised me that they would loosen their laws.
Well, it would be surprising, and that's the exact opposite of what they've done here. In Utah, legislators in that state have capped draft beer at 4% ABV, or alcohol by volume, just passed a bill that would lower the legal blood alcohol content for drivers from 0.08% to 0.05%. The bill is now headed for the desk of the governor, Gary Herbert, who said he plans to sign it. Once approved, the law would make Utah's DUI threshold the lowest in the nation.
So I'm not shocked that Utah would tighten restrictions.
Yeah.
When I saw Utah on the list here, I'm thinking,
you were thinking, okay.
Oh, wow, Utah finally did something good in regards to
all I think
beer
of when
laws.
I think of Utah is that McMuffin guy. McMullen, whatever.
Evan McMullen.
Whatever his
McMuffin.
Name was.
Oh, God.
Craft beer at 4%, so there's maybe like a craft beer that people in Utah can buy now?
Yeah, I can imagine some pilsners, and you can brew a light draft beer in a microbrewery, but, you know, face it, the stuff that's good, and if you're a beer drinker, I'm sure you'll agree, the stuff that's good typically has, it's that 4.5 to, you know, maybe up to 7 or 8% is still drinkable.
Yeah.
There's
it's
a
very
mead
drinkable
that I like that's made in Louisville, Kentucky by Bluegrass Brewing. Its official name is Luna de Mule, the honeymoon ale, but mm-hmm. It's a raspberry mead. It's like 8.97% ABV.
Yeah. I've had 10, 12, 13, 14% beers, and when you get to a certain level of alcohol content, to me, the alcohol becomes a little overpowering, and
right.
I don't get as much of the taste.
Yeah.
It almost becomes more of an aperitif. It's, you know, something you sip,
yeah.
And you usually serve those kinds of things in a snifter as opposed to a, you know, pilsner glass or a mug.
And then there are, you know, some beers to where I really think that they just, you know, do something of, let's see how much ABV we can get in this thing just to say we did, and nobody ever drinks it. They just buy it because of the uniqueness.
Alcohol.
So there's the one that is like 60% ABV that they put the bottle inside of a taxidermied squirrel.
Right, right. So let's come up with a clever marketing gimmick to sell this thing.
Right, so it's a, you know,
yeah,
it's basically a souvenir.
And I think for people that are really into beer, that enjoy beer, they're not chasing numbers. What they're chasing is flavor and things
right.
like that. And for most of these states, they have loosened things up enough. And let me start that over. They've loosened things up so that they can get more of their products out into the hands of the consumers
correct.
Who demand them. And that's a good thing. There's a long way to go, and I think we'd all agree on every one of these states that they
yes.
could do more.
Yeah. My whole thing is like, okay, so the state wants to argue this is all in the name of public safety, right?
Right.
Then wouldn't the smarter thing to do be like put a breathalyzer instead of giving them to all the cops, right, to just give to people as they see fit? Give them to all the restaurants that serve liquor and say, hey, guess what? When you pass this little threshold, you know, then you can drive home. I mean, it's I'm not saying that I support that. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be like the safer bet, right? Because then nobody would be leaving unless they blew what was legally allowed to be drivable upon the roads.
Yeah, but even that is an arbitrary number. There have been a lot of studies where...
I remember when I was younger, the legal limit was 0.1.
Right.
Yeah.
And for DUI, when I was growing up, it was 0.15. You know, that's literally twice what it is in most states. It's typically almost twice. It's 0.08 in most states.
I think, too, a lot of people think that if you didn't have, like, DUI legal limit laws and stuff like that, that somehow, like, it's like with any other law. It doesn't actually stop bad behavior because people that do reckless and negligent things, they don't follow laws. They just do it because that's their behavior, right? So there's still punishment for anybody that hits a car, hits a pedestrian, kills somebody. There's laws that, you know,
that cover all those things.
There doesn't need to be a law that punishes just the act of drinking a beer and then getting behind the wheel because of an arbitrary number.
Right. And
so the libertarian position is that, you know, especially with regulations too, regulating it, right? The libertarian position would be, hey, if somebody makes a beer and you know, if it's 5% or 13%, you, the individual, is responsible if you decide to put that into your body.
Right, and you're responsible for knowing how much your body can handle, how much you can handle, and if you're going to get behind the wheel of an automobile, you
and
have a responsibility.
You cause an accident.
You have a responsibility to be safe.
Right, and one beer is going to affect me different than it affects Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to affect Heather different than it affects Chris, and it's going to affect Chris different than it does me.
And when all of us say we all drink 0.08, depending on how many beers that takes or how many whatever we're drinking, we could all be at 0.08, and we will have, undoubtedly, we'll have three different levels of skill when driving.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's also gonna
affect everybody differently.
It's going to take us different amounts to get to that, depending on
tolerance.
Have we eaten while we were drinking? How quickly did we drink?
Was it a hot day? Were we sweating it out as fast as we were drinking it?
Right. So, you know, did I drink three beers over the course of 5 hours, or did I drink three beers in 15 minutes.
So we used to go to the Preakness. The Preakness Stakes, it's one of horse racing's Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. You know, it's held down in Baltimore. And you'd, some years it would be just blistering hot. It'd be like 80, 90 degrees. I'd go through a 30-pack of beer. A cans, you know. I'd definitely be drunk at the end. But what else could I? Right, but the point is on a really hot day, you can go through a whole lot of beer.
Right, because
but you're not
going to
be right, and things are
being,
flowing through
instead
your
instead of being a reasonable person and drinking some water in between those beers.
Oh, that is with water too.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust.
the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we will head back to the phones. We've been talking about beer laws, specifically several states relaxing them. One state tightening up, Utah decreasing the legal blood alcohol content from 0.8 to 0.5. And we've actually got Josh calling in from Utah. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. So I heard you guys talking about the beer laws in terms of Utah changing them from 0.08 to 0.5 being the lowest now in the country. And just wanted to give you guys this, how most Utahns feel around here, at least the ones I've talked to myself. And everyone just feels as though this is a money grab by the state, that this isn't actually about public safety, that this isn't about betterment for the community, because none of the punishments or any of the anything else regarding it really is changed or affected. They're just simply lowering the limit to make a bigger net to catch more people.
Right.
Causing it so that more people get DUI.
And, I don't doubt it.
So the one thing is, I'm not saying that I think that the punishment should necessarily be increased or anything like that, being a very liberty-oriented myself. But the one thing that a lot of people brought up is that if this is really about, you know, and, you know, the betterment of the community, why aren't we taking our tax money and investing it more into our public transportation? Granted, I'm not saying that, and I know how the view is with taking tax money and, you know, with you guys on the show and stuff like that and investing into mm-hmm. public works, but it just goes to show that this isn't really about betterment for the public good, because we have an option to make it so it's easier for people to get to and from the bars and, you know, restaurants and have a drink and safely get home. Instead, what do? They take the old, tired, you know, route of, well, let's make it so that we catch more people or increase the penalties instead of actually trying to do something that would alleviate the situation, such as making it easier for people to get around without having to drive.
I wonder right. if, like, Uber has had anything to do with
it. I was wondering that, too.
You know what I mean? What like, think about how many people now, because of the availability of Uber and its affordability, they're no longer drinking and driving, which has made the revenue of DUIs at the previous, was it,
0.08,
go down because there's less people actually drinking and driving because there's more public transit.
That would be a really interesting statistic. I mean, did they do...
If there's a correlation?
I agree completely with what you're saying, and I have no doubt. The only thing we said about public safety is that's how it's sold to the public. That's how...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But is Uber a thing? Has like Salt Lake City cracked down on Uber drivers or other systems?
No, actually, Uber's very embraced in Utah and in Salt Lake City. And that's one of the things around here, surprisingly, is a lot of people, especially a lot of the college students that don't have cars, or if they even do, if they're going out drinking, or anyone for that matter, a lot of times, they will take an Uber home, or they will take the back system, the bus system home. So that's why a lot of people feel that it is a money grab, that this isn't about public safety, that If we were to look at open the books, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that there was actually a decrease in the number of people an increase of people taking Uber and a decrease of people driving home.
I'm going to have to make that my little project.
I was going to suggest that for the caller, but I would love to see what the DUI statistics have been for the last, you know, two, 3 years.
Yeah, go look at the government's reporting the number of OUIs and stuff like that in the, like, annual year, and then, like, find out, like, when Uber first became available, like, what year for you guys.
Well, we do know that statistics were done in Austin. Right. Because they actually compared, here's what the DUI conviction rate was before Uber and Lyft came into town. Uber and Lyft get booted out, and the rate has gone back up. It dropped a good bit when Uber and Lyft moved into Austin, Texas, and then almost immediately jumped back to what it was prior to Uber and Lyft going into Austin. And my guess is, if you were able to find numbers for Salt Lake, it would probably be the same.
I think we're all going to dig into this a little bit and see where it's at, but I'd love to see, you know, the statistics on DUI over the last, say, 3 years, the statistics that Uber may put out on ridership, or any other services like that, and see if there's really, I mean, where's the emergency here? Why do we have to drop this from 0.08 and let the state defend that?
Well, I've actually got an article pulled up from Fox 13, and Josh, thank you for the call. Jim Dabikas, who's a senator from Salt Lake, said it makes Utah look like a peculiar people at a time when the state is clamoring for tourist dollars. Senator Luz Escamilla rhetorically asked, why not just make it 0.0, noting that drinking laws in Europe have people as young as 15 consuming alcohol. And the reason she mentioned Europe is a previous senator said, well, in Europe, the alcohol limit is lower than what it is in the United States.
Right, but they also have a much more robust public transit system and things like that tend to support it, and, you know, again, because it's more a part of their culture, people don't tend to just go out to drink because it's forbidden, and that, you know, this is my one chance to get out and go out, You know, if you're used to stopping and having a couple beers every day after work.
Why not just make it illegal for restaurants to sell beer? You can buy beer at the grocery store, but you have to consume it at home. It's pretty soon going to wind up basically being like that.
Yeah.
Because you can't walk home from the bar. That's public intoxication. If you can't drive home from the bar, that's, you know,
you can get
drunk
an open
driving.
Container or drunk driving, yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tony calling in from a brewery. Actually, Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It was Stony Minister. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Thou shalt not bear false witness, which you have done on Free Talk Live, just to me.
I just read the name Tony, which is what the board gave us. Tony, thank you for the call. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Mr. Will Coley. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hi, Will.
Good. Hi, Will.
So we actually had the discussion about this last year here in Tennessee, but they were a lot more open about the true reason for wanting to pass this new blood alcohol limit. You had a representative from the state went on local talk radio and basically said, we want to drop the blood alcohol limit like a half a point from what it is now. So I think it was like 6 and they want to make it 5.5 or something along those lines.
Okay.
And they were very, very clear that the purpose of doing so was because it would create another $10 million in revenue for the state of Tennessee on DUI arrests and fines. Like, they were straight up, like, didn't have anything, like, this little tiny amount of alcohol wouldn't make any difference in the safety of
right.
the people of Tennessee, but it would generate an extra $10 million in revenues for the state.
God, it's so horrible that I actually admire government when they're at least honest.
So they didn't even pretend that this was about public safety. They just flat out said, we need money. Here's an easy way to get money.
Pretty much. They were, I mean, they were very, very candid. I was shocked. They came on, it's called The Phil Show.
It's kind of a
live talk show here. And I was shocked by how candid he was when he was like, well, I'm not really sure about the safety, but I do know that it'll create another $10 million in revenue for the state of Tennessee.
Will, I'm not sure if you've got more. If you do, please hold. If not, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And when you shop online, how about supporting Free Talk Live? And you can actually do that by shopping online, by starting your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. There's links to Amazon, Amazon US, Canada, UK, links to several other shopping outlets, including Newegg. And you know, you don't actually have to go to shop.freetalklive.com every time you shop. Just go there and then bookmark the link that you're going to use, shop.freetalklive.com. And speaking of Amazon, apparently, and I said early in the show that you know you can get almost anything, you can't get alcohol. Well, apparently that's changing ... for some people who are Prime members in certain places. The story comes from the Columbus Dispatch. They say the Seattle-based online retailer is adding beer and wine to its Prime Now service in Central Ohio and Cincinnati.
Woohoo!
The company applied for liquor permits last year and was coy at the time when asked whether it would add those products to its vast list of deliverables. That list included about everything from cat litter to trampolines and potatoes to televisions. Stephanie Landry, vice president of Prime Now, said in a press release, "We're excited to continue expanding our product offerings, and we know consumers will get or will love getting wine and beer delivered right to their doorsteps in 1 hour or less." So this is absolutely amazing. So not only will they be selling beer and wine ... for certain customers in certain locations, they'll get it to you in less than an hour.
Nice. And I'm sure there's some charges that go along with it, but that's what the market does. If there's a demand, there's going to be somebody that steps up and is willing to fulfill that demand. the pain is when government steps in and says, no, because of this reason or that reason, we're not going to allow you to conduct business, even though you have a willing customer with money who wants to give it to you.
Right. And, you know, this seems to be expanding. And I've not heard of this Prime Now specifically by name. Now, I
right.
do recall hearing something a couple years ago, I think it was, about Amazon wanting to get into the distribution.
They've done that in certain areas, and it's on certain products and things like that. But I know they do that with Amazon Pantry in some areas, too, where you can mm-hmm. buy your groceries online and have them delivered right to your door, too.
And,
so.
You know, this seems to be something that I'm surprised the post office hasn't gone after them on some kind of something. And I'm surprised that the lobbyists for UPS and FedEx haven't tried prohibiting them.
I heard that you could actually, this might be a little tiny bit off topic, but I heard you could use, like, in some states, like California, I guess, they were using Uber to, like, pick up food and drinks.
Right.
And
yeah, Uber is doing Uber Eats in certain locations.
So you could order, order an Uber, give him money, have them go pick up, like, a keg of beer and, like, bring
right.
it to your house.
I don't think so, because that's a straw purchase of alcohol that is prohibited in most places.
But yeah. if you were an Uber driver and you, like, walked in to any liquor store and purchased a bunch of 30 racks, I mean, they're not going to be like, oh, no, you can't, because they don't know you're an Uber driver. I mean, is it a crime for an Uber driver to walk in, buy a bunch of beer, and then go deliver it to a house?
It's yes, a crime yes. in a lot of places How? For me to
no
go purchase
container.
Alcohol.
There's no open container.
Right. It's called a straw purchase.
Right.
It's called a straw purchase, which
is
illegal
here?
In a lot of places, including New Hampshire.
Right. So, like, if I didn't know you and you said, you know, okay, I'm your Uber driver. Here's some money. Go buy me booze. Okay, I could say, well, I need to see ID first. And you could say, well, you're an Uber driver. I have to show you my ID. You know what I mean? And there's a whole list of state regulations about who can take money in exchange for alcohol. None of it makes any sense. I'm not defending the system. I'm just saying there's a boatload of laws out there
right. and,
to prevent trade.
Food delivery, because, you know, you can call up a Chinese restaurant and they'll have somebody that delivers food. It might not be an employee of that restaurant, but that is seen as something completely different from delivering packages.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I said I'm surprised that, you know, FedEx and UPS haven't, you know, come out a little bit more in opposition to Amazon becoming a delivery service.
Well, they may squawk a little bit, but those guys have made oodles and oodles and oodles of money because Amazon came into existence. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right,
you
but
see
if
a
Amazon
heckle.
Starts doing their own deliveries, UPS is going to wind up seeing a pretty sizable hit.
Or
but
like
I think
competitive.
I think they may be pragmatic and say, okay, I get a $10 billion a year in revenue from regular Amazon business that I'm going to keep getting. Am I really concerned about this very small niche
right.
Daily delivery that they're doing in these couple towns?
Right, but this, from what I've heard, is sort of the beta test or the alpha test
precursor
before they wind up rolling it out nationwide.
Sure.
To where they are their own distribution from, you know, the various distribution centers that they've got now pretty much in every state. And a lot of that, why they have the distribution centers in every state, is because, you know, they aren't necessarily opposed to charging sales tax. They just don't want it to be mandated by the feds.
Right.
So they're working out deals with the different states of we'll set up a
wonder if, like, shopping online is really, like, the best thing in the world. Like, what happened to malls and, like, you know, meaningful...
Or small local good shops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what happened to going out into your community and, like, going into a shop, you know, building, like, that relationship with those in your community? It's like, this is the reason government exists is because we're all so divided.
Well, yeah. And that is a personal choice, and some people are very supportive of the shop local. Some people shop with their pocketbook, you know.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that technically I could buy here in Keene, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
that I will go to Amazon every time because I know I'm going to save, you know, 10-15% off the price in the store before I use saveitpurse.com and save another 10%.
I just wound up buying a case of a coconut oil and peanut spread using Purse.
Could you buy that locally?
I could buy it locally at the co-op.
Right.
$6 a jar. Found it on Amazon. It was already cheaper per jar on Amazon, and then I saved 20%.
But you know what you didn't get? You didn't get that meaningful connection with a member of your community.
Well, that's...
No amount of money can buy that.
But what I did get was a lot more coconut oil and peanut spread to put in smoothies at a cheaper price, and then I didn't have to go out of my way to go to the food co-op.
And the point is that Daryl had money, and he wanted whatever god-awful sounding thing you just described.
It's actually
amazing.
We should
shop local and put more love back in our communities.
That's fine, but as a consumer, it should not be government's role to dictate where Daryl decides to get that horrible sounding stuff he was describing.
It's actually good, and the only reason I'm not saying peanut butter is because, and I looked this up, legally, it is not peanut butter. Peanut butter has to have at least 90% of the contents inside the jar be peanuts.
I know you're very concerned with staying
peanut
legal on this.
Spread only requires 60% of what's in the jar to have come from peanuts.
Oh, my God.
And this is somewhere in that 60 to 90% peanut, and then there's coconut oil. So basically, it's a peanut butter with coconut oil, so it's healthier than having like high fructose.
Whatever, you're not selling me on whatever that is. I still can't get over it. But Heather, to your point, I mean, I get the buy local thing. I have a business based on that idea, but I completely understand when people choose to take their money elsewhere because that's the free market. I think it's
materialism too. Like people are so fixated on having like material things, you know what I mean? And for me, like, even though I have expensive tastes that we established earlier, like, I'm not really a materialistic person. Like, I'd rather have meaningful relationships with members of my community than a bunch of crap I ordered off Amazon, but no real, like, you know what I mean? Nobody in my community benefited from any of the things that I have. So
well,
it's
that's,
kind of like,
that's not always necessarily true. Where's that UPS driver live? Where's that post office guy? Where are the people that work in the distribution? You may be surprised that some of those people are impacted, or they own stocks in the company.
I'm Amazon celibate right now. I've never bought from Amazon.
The Amazon
never.
Prime. The Prime Now offering free two-hour delivery for certain customers. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.